Hello and welcome back. Happy last week of 2022. Happy Tuesday. My goodness, I feel like I'm in like the best and the worst headspace to be recording this episode because I feel like I'm in like a silly, goofy mood, and I'm also like, I don't know, just like I've been kind of going through it and also just like reflecting like crazy, and I feel very excited and amped for the new year, but I'm also like just on edge and like feeling so weird as well. So I feel like my brain is just like all over the place, but I hope that will make for a good episode. I think it will. But this episode, I really just wanted to kind of talk about, like, I guess, some things that I'm doing to plan for the new year and some like things that the ways that I kind of like to start a new year, some new things I'm wanting to do and stuff like that. So I hope everyone, first off, have a good Christmas or holiday season, depending on what you celebrate. Mine was very low key, very chill. I think that's where a lot of my like weird kind of discomfort came from, just because the holidays, especially this year, they felt so intense. Like, I think because everyone's more online, it seems like, than ever. So you're really seeing tons of documentation about what people are doing and what they're getting and what they're eating and what they're like, where they're traveling to and their families. And you're really just getting a ton of insight into tons and tons of strangers' lives. And I feel like it's comforting and nice, but it's also kind of overwhelming and like overstimulating. So I stayed home this year, and my parents came and drove down from Colorado for a few days, and we kind of just like chilled. Like, my aunt was out of town, so we just kind of, they stayed at her house, and we just kind of like kept it low key and literally made pizzas on Friday night and then just like hung out. And like, it was just so, I mean, Saturday night, Christmas Eve, it was just like so low key. There wasn't any kind of the normal traditions I have. And I think that's what like made me feel really weird and kind of sad, is like usually I'm in Texas or with my extended family, or I'm eating more traditional Italian food or Mexican food. Like, my grandma used to make, when she was still alive, she would make like the craziest spaghetti and meatballs and Italian sausage and rice balls and gumbo. And I just remember, like, I don't know, I guess also having like a destination or a place that you're going, or having more family and people around you during the holidays is really nice. So I think that made me a little sad and weird. And I think just also one thing I was going to mention is, like, I think we get so obsessed with needing to have the vision boards and the inspirations for the new year and get all situated and excited and motivated and inspired. And I think another thing to think about, though, is like, this time can also be a time of mourning and a time of reflection. And reflection isn't always easy, and it doesn't always feel good. Even if there were happy moments and good times this year, maybe you've been through something, or you've lost someone, or you've gone through a lot of heartache, or, you know, things haven't worked out for you, or there's been a lot of change. Or maybe for me, one thing I'm realizing is, like, I had a lot of happier months in the beginning of the year, and then towards the end of the year, currently, I've been more sad. And so looking back on the earlier parts of the year have actually made me really sad, because I'm like, wow, look how happy I was, and look what all I was doing, and look where I was at. So I kind of get in this like comparison, which really isn't good. So I just think that's why there's some heaviness during this like weird week, and there's some just like, I don't know, weird feelings and thoughts, and just like, I think a lot of burnout. I feel like, you know, we work really hard during the year and a lot happens, and then during this time it's like, wow, I get to actually like breathe for a second and chill. And I've been enjoying just like watching movies and like resting more and just like really chilling out. So I think we need that. I think our brains are overstimulated. I think we need to just relax and take a chill pill and use this time to just reflect and mourn, and also get inspired and excited, because obviously that's a huge part of the new year. So let's get into that. Okay, so it's the new year in a week, And it's a great time to think about, first off, so the first thing I'm gonna say to do is to reflect and think about, I like to make a list of like things that went well this year and then things that were really big challenges. And that kind of makes me see like where I'm at the end of this year. And with no judgment, no being mad at yourself, no, you know, getting pissed, no resentment. Just meet yourself where you're at. Like if that's literally where you're at, and that's where you're at. Because we have a new year, we have a fresh start. There's always a fresh start every single day. The key is to be honest with yourself and to just see where you're at right now. Because then you can help, this is how you can help yourself to make more goals in the future and goals that will actually serve you and help you and aren't just, they're not just like open-ended empty goals. So basically we're gonna chill, we're going to take time to reflect, we're gonna write out kind of like what we wanna do for the next year, how this year has treated us and what we can take from this year into the next year. Like maybe you have some good habits that you really enjoy doing and that were really beneficial. You can add those to a list of like things you wanna continue doing or strengthening or doing more of next year. And then you can have, for instance, like things that maybe were challenges, like those are things you can work on in the coming year. So things like whether it's like communication or moving your body more or making more meals at home and budgeting and having better financial stability in the next year, things like that. And then number two, I would say really just visualizing, making lists, whether that's a vision board, whether that's genuinely like writing out, drawing out ideas, creative things. I have a list on my phone of some things that I wanna do, and I literally wrote out everything from like, I'll read a few off. I don't wanna share like all my goals, but like some of mine are everything from like live in New York, go to Mexico City, go to Art Basel, host more events, read lots of books, make homemade pasta, pottery, take a pottery class. Like I just did also those like small things as well. Like literally put everything down that comes to mind. Every little thing you want to do, every big thing, every big goal, like how those things feel and how they would enhance your life, how they would get you to your biggest goals, right? So all the little things matter. And that's why I think sometimes we just put down things like make more money or travel or family. And it's like, well, what are the smaller things this year that can get you to those things? Because usually you can't just be a millionaire overnight in 1 year, or you can't just buy a home in 1 year. I mean, unless you've been working towards that, but it's really hard to do that. So I think like, or let's say it's growing a following on Instagram, you know, and you can't just get to 100,000 overnight. I mean, you can, that happens, but how can you then have goals this year that are attainable, that are challenging, but that also support your long-term goals, right? So you can kind of break it up into like long-term goals, right? Like things you want 5 years from now, and then goals just for this year. And then what are even like daily challenges, daily things you can do to get you where you are. And a lot of times it's small things in ways that you basically are teaching yourself how to get to these places and to have discipline and to have a good work ethic and to be positive, be present, all of those things. So for me, a lot of my goals this year are even to like genuinely meditate often and to write a lot and to read more. I want to become really literate and a really good public speaker. And I want to just really become slightly more educated. I think I didn't go to college. And so I think sometimes I get this insecurity of not being smart enough or as intelligent or well-read as I should be. So I really want to work on that. I also want to learn a new language. I want to challenge myself to a lot of new things this year as well. I just really want to have a lot of adventures and push myself out of my comfort zone, live in new places, just like, and really believe in myself. I think truthfully, believing in yourself and trusting yourself is like the best thing you can do. And that is really the basis of like all goals, right? And how things really truly end up happening. So think of it like that too. We can break it up into big goals, small goals. You can make a vision board. I am not like the biggest vision board person for some reason. I think because so many of my things, I feel like I can't put on a board. Like I can't just put like a pretty photo,
but maybe even putting words. And I mean, I'll still do one. I still am going to do one, but sometimes it's not like my first reaction is to do that. But I definitely still want to obviously make one, but that's a really good thing to do. You can make it your screensaver. It can be really cute and cheeky. And also, let's see. Also, another thing that I wanted to mention is that it's really cool to start the year with some sort of challenge. And I talked about this a little bit on my stories, Instagram stories recently, about wanting to do the like 75 soft, 75 hard challenge. And it's very, that one specifically is very restrictive and very intense. So I would not be doing the actual one because I know that it would probably lead me into some eating disorder, restrictive, bad patterns that I've had in the past. But I think there's something to be said about starting off the year. Cause I know people are always like, there's either people that set intentions or goals, and people that, resolutions. There's either people that set New Year's resolutions, or there's people that are like, fuck resolutions, I'm gonna just keep doing what I'm doing and whatever. But I think that challenges, mental and physical challenges, and having these kind of like breaks of time or bits of time where you have to kind of go out of your normal comfort zone and really push yourself both mentally and physically is honestly really powerful and really great. And maybe you're someone that doesn't do well with this, so you don't have to do it at all. And maybe the challenge for you is to just honestly be off your phone more every day for like the whole month of January, or not drink as much the whole month of January. I mean, it can be a small challenge. We all are different. We all have different lives. So I know that sometimes these kind of challenges are not attainable, nor do people have interest in them. But for me, I find that whenever I'm able to push myself and be honest with myself and have and form actual discipline and learn how to have discipline, I end up being way more successful in the long run. So I like having to, I like doing these short little challenges, even if it's for 75 days, for a month, for 2 months, because they really make me feel alive, honestly, and they make me realize my potential. And I think so often we limit ourselves and we tell ourselves these things like we're lazy, or I can't do that, or I don't have enough time, or I'm just like not capable, I'm not strong enough, whatever. And that's just like not true. And by doing these sort of challenges and by pushing yourself and agreeing to something, and also just like honestly, like kind of just like showing yourself respect by actually doing something and saying you're going to do it and keeping your word, is one of the greatest things we can do for our own brains. It creates trust, and it creates the ability to persevere a lot of things and get stronger mentally and physically. And so anyways, that's a long-winded way of saying that I'm doing this challenge that is already, like, I already live a pretty healthy lifestyle, but there are days and there are ways that I speak to myself or things that I want to do more of. And I just want more of that discipline for the new year because I have a lot of goals. And I sometimes find myself being lazier than I should, or not as hardworking, or kind of just like, I don't know, like kind of like just piecing out on my phone or distracting myself. And so the goal is, the challenge is to do one 45-minute workout a day with one rest day. Doing a 30-minute walk at least, or a run or jog or whatever every day. It's drinking 3 to 4 liters of water, which I am so bad at drinking water sometimes. Like, it's terrible. I'm like such a liquid person. Like, I have other beverages, but like I do not drink water. It's so bad. And then it's to read 10 pages a day or listen to a 20-minute podcast. And also to sleep. I this is my own version. I'm going to have a whole PDF on it too, but it's sleeping around 7 to 8 hours a night, except for the weekends, you know, just to like make room if you want to like party, or I don't know. I feel like I still want to go out and like do things, but and then it's to limit drinking to just social kind of like social obligation. So just like having one drink, two drinks, but mainly I think I'm going to go pretty sober just because I normally also kind of don't drink that much. So it'll be pretty easy for me. And then the last one is to follow, are to follow some sort of diet, not follow a diet, but have some sort of diet challenge. So for me, that's going to be to not have any refined sugars. I'm going to drastically take down my sugar intake, and that's going to be really good for me, I think, because it makes me so inflamed and makes my periods worse and just makes my stomach not feel great. So limiting sugar. And then also the last one that I'm adding to the list is to do something new every single week, to just try something new, whether it's a new recipe, a new coffee shop, meeting a new person, anything. I just think it's so important for our happiness, for our well-being, for identity capital, to be just exercising our ability to do shit. I just think we don't do enough stuff. And it's like, we are these humans that have so much around us and so much we can do. And so there's so many people and so many foods and activities. It's like, we have to just, I don't know, build more life up and do more things and really extend ourselves. So I don't know. I think those are kind of going to be good, hard challenges. I think the working out every day is going to be kind of hard, especially for that amount of time. I think also just following the no sugar rule, because it's been the holidays and it's hard because there's a lot of sweets around, and even things that you just don't even think of have sugar in them. So definitely going to be a challenge, but I'm really excited, and I'm really excited to just be moving and learning and challenging myself and seeing how I end up after the 75 days. So if you want to try it with me, I will just send out the PDF or post it on my story, and you can follow along, and I'll share a lot on TikTok, probably like little day vlogs of the challenge and where I'm at with that and how it's going. So then follow me there and whatever. But ultimately, I think this is going to be a really good year. And I think that one thing that I've come to the conclusion of is that 2022 was a lot of learning and a lot of growing and a lot of challenges. And I feel like I learned so many lessons and learned so much more about myself, that 2023 is going to be the year where all of that kind of comes to fruition. Like all my hard work, all my self-growth, all of my, all the lessons that I've learned are now able to be put in use for the 2023. So I'm really thinking that it's going to be a good year. I'm excited to be 26 as well. I'm excited to get closer to being a more established, more of a woman, I guess. So I'm excited to see what it brings. And I'm trying to just kind of come at this year with fearlessness and excitement and with just like presence, like just, I guess, taking things as they come and going with the flow a bit too, having goals, but going with the flow. I think there's a good balance that you have to have of both of those. And just like health and gratitude and love and just goodness for everyone, my family, my friends, all of that. So anyways, I really love you guys. And I have so much happiness and so much love in me, just being able to have a platform where I can talk to people all over the world and communicate with so many like-minded women and people, and just to know that people have been listening to my podcast this year and have followed along all my different weird journeys and things that I've been doing and life and ups and downs is just like so amazing to me, and I am so absolutely grateful, and I am just like so excited to see where next year takes me. But thank you guys so much for just like coming along with me on this. Or if you're a new follower, welcome to the party. It's kind of a lot, but we have a good time. And yeah, so I don't know. I'm kind of like feeling, as you want to hear from my voice, a little drained, but very, very grateful and very, very happy. And yeah, so anyways, cheers. Happy New Year. I love you guys. We'll be back next year, 2023. The first episode will be that upcoming Tuesday. So anyways, I hope everyone has fun. Stay safe. And I'll talk to you guys next year. Oh my God, that's so fucking corny. But good. Okay, bye.